The following podcast contains adult subject matter. Listener discretion is advised.
Mexican food is all taco variants. Italian food is all lasagna variants.
They do taste mildly different, though.
I heard it all tastes mildly different. This is episode 179 of Thinking Outside the Long Box.
All right. Oh, hey, everybody.
Yeah, I know. Hey, everybody. Welcome to episode 179 of Thinking Outside the Long Box. I'm Gabe.
I'm Doyle.
Tim, I'm Juan.
I like how Juan's intro sounded like Gabe having a stroke.
That's what he was doing. He was eating his food.
As quick as possible. Oh, man. So, today's episode, we are going to be talking about the new CBS All Access show, Picard.
They dropped the fucking F word.
What?
They dropped the fuck.
Oh, they did.
I missed that, evidently.
Oh, it was when...
it was like in the first episode.
Yeah. No, second episode. I just watched it.
Oh, okay.
It was when he goes to ask for his ship. She says something. He says this whole speech, and then she gets all mad at him and says that he shows a lot of fucking obstinance or some shit like that. It was pretty intense. I was like, oh, shit.
I didn't catch that for some reason.
I definitely remember her saying fuck.
Damn.
STD said it in one of their episodes, too. Discovery. I guess they don't call it STD, huh?
No. They probably shouldn't call it Star Trek Discovery STD.
Star Trek Discovery is barely Star Trek.
Oh, my God. That's the only way I'm going to refer to it now. Yeah. You guys watching STD, right?
STD Season 3?
So, first off, let's start with overall opinion of the show. Like, what's kind of, what do you like, what do you not like?
What do you like?
Let's start with Doyle.
I like it so far. I like, well, it has the same problem I think Discovery has, but it still has nostalgia like Discovery doesn't. So.
Fuck you, I like Discovery.
Yeah, but I like Discovery, but it doesn't have any Star Trek feel to it.
Right.
Star Trek is like, we're doing different shit regularly. Like, it's like, we're exploring, you know, like, different things. Discovery is like all one plot.
Right.
The whole thing through. And it's still a fun show, but it's just not Star Trek feeling.
Right.
That makes sense. Picard is kind of the same way so far. Like, it has the singular plot line, but it still has, you know, like the, it has other old ties. Like, when he starts and he's playing cards with Data, like, that scene's like pretty epic if you're a Star Wars fan.
Star Trek.
Sorry. God.
Oh, no.
I am a Star Wars fan, though.
I have been crossed the line.
How many listeners did we lose just now?
I have fucked it up. Oh, my God, no. But, yeah, I don't know. So
Data
far,
looks so shiny.
Well, he was always kind of gold flake. Yeah.
They really had to age him back.
Hi, Chelsea.
Yeah, they pimped their Data. Yeah.
Did they age him? Does he not age? I know he's synthetic, but does he not age?
He does not age.
Yeah, he's Android.
He looked aged, but...
Well, yeah, because the actor's aged.
Right,
yeah,
right.
He can't not age.
Brent Spiner is how
he's not
old?
Actually a Data.
Of which there are really only two.
I do like the way...
There were two Datas?
Data and his brother, Lore.
Yeah, his brother was a psychotic character.
His brother's a bad guy version of him. It's pretty awesome.
Yeah, he's also psychotic.
That's such a great episode.
It is.
One.
Yeah,
it shows up several times. But the overall
can't see you at all. By the way,
we're not far into it. Like the first three episodes have been set up so far, but I feel like there's been enough payoff that I'm like still very interested. Like there's enough like crazy. So, like in the first episode, like you get all the way to the Romulan, like, secret attack force killing the bitch and her exploding and nearly destroying Picard. I'm like, whoa.
Yeah.
Did not see that shit coming.
So I got a question. Why do Romulans look like Vulcans?
They're cousin races.
Okay.
They're from the same area.
I was like, oh, look at all the Vulcans. And then they started calling them Romulans. And I was like, oh, fuck.
Yeah.
I don't know what I'm talking about.
The only way you can tell the difference between a Romulan and a Vulcan is their emotion.
That makes sense. Okay.
Romulans are like pure emotion.
Okay.
Yeah, so
they're also super. They're like the super bully of the like. Well, they're one of the bullies of the galaxy. Like everybody hates them. They're always Stark
except
shit.
For Spock.
They're a bunch of bitches.
Spock can't hate, but Spock don't love them.
Or not Spock. Fucking Picard. He seems to not...
No, he just didn't think that they should let them all die in a supernova. Right, right. Like, that's the whole, like...
He's not a fan of the Romulans, yeah. But he's also, like, not down for genocide. Yeah.
That's the whole moral quandary of it, is like, oh, they're all gonna die, but... I mean, they all do suck. Should we let them all die because they suck? And it's like... Interesting question. The Federation's like, yeah. Picard's like, no. Like, get out of here, Picard.
Do you murder Hitler as a baby?
Yeah, pretty much.
Or do you let him grow up and then kill him?
The collective. What's going on? I'm assuming, is that a ship, a Romulus ship, or is that like a supposed to be a?
It's a Borg ship.
Oh, it's a Borg ship.
Yeah.
Okay.
The Borg are fucked now too. We don't really know much about that.
I, the only thing I know. So I was that. That's my conniption or my quandary with this. Conniption whatever. What is that word?
I don't know.
Quandary.
That's my quandary with this series. Like, I didn't like about the when I first started it. The other shit we watched, Watchmen, is that there are things that this doesn't feel like a starting off point. Like, I don't feel like I can start here as somebody who has never watched Star Trek ever. It may feel like it to you guys because you know a lot about it, but I don't know. And I'm like, well, I don't know what the Borg are. I have to cross reference what I kind of know because I know Discovery has dealt with a little bit of the Borg, or that's what people thought. And the collective was what I think Discovery was fighting in their time. I don't know if this happens at the same time.
Kind of another term for the Borg.
Oh, okay. Well, so they weren't Borgs in Discovery yet then, right? It was the collective that they were fighting.
They call them the collective, or they were trying to like present.
Right.
It's just like a different word for it.
So that's my only problem with it. I think the show itself has been pretty fantastic. I like the acting. I like the actors. You know what I mean? I just don't feel like this is a good starting off point.
I 100% agree with that. I've watched tons of Next Generation, so much of this is based completely on knowledge from a different show.
I guess all the knowledge I have from it is so ingrained in my brain I didn't even notice that.
Yeah, that's kind of how I am too, because I'm like him. I've probably sat and watched it in syndication for like 10 years, you know.
Right.
I've seen probably every episode.
Same.
Two or three times.
And then rewatched it when Netflix got it like 4 years ago.
And so it's one of those things where it's something that I'm so used to knowing about that it just seamlessly moves into the show. But if you aren't familiar with Star Trek at all, I don't think this show's going to make a whole lot of sense. And it definitely doesn't have the emotional resonance that, like, that first episode, just watching Picard be so angry on television because that lady is, like, pushing him.
Right.
Like, why didn't you just, you know, roll over for the Federation? And he says that's not what it's supposed to be about. So much of the show is wrapped up in his understanding of what the job of the Federation is and his going head to head with the Federation, like, fairly regularly. And that was just like, it comes across as like this culmination of like another story that just didn't get told on Next Generation. So
yeah, I don't know who anybody is. Yeah. And so it's hard watching him get back with old friends when I don't really know who they are. I think the two people he's staying with are Romulan. I kind of gathered that. Okay, so they're good and not bad. Okay.
So, I mean, as a species, you gotta imagine there's some non-Romulan.
That's just my only problem with the show.
Romulans in Reform aren't ours.
It feels like a season part B, you know what I mean, to something. I don't really know why he's gone aside from the little bits that it explained in the first episode.
A little bit more as it goes through. Because if you're having that problem, I assume other people are too, and they'll probably...
I like it, though. I don't have a problem with the show. It's just it just doesn't feel like I... And maybe that's how I'm supposed to feel. I don't know. It just doesn't... I don't think so.
Okay. Like, I think this show definitely is a sequel to another show.
Yeah.
Like, it is not... It does not stand alone. I think it stands alone well in the sense that it's got a cool story, and you can watch it, but there's a lot that you're actually missing if you're not familiar with Star Trek.
It's kind of like Watchmen all over again. There's all this stuff over here that you can go check out if you want to, or you can just try and watch a show and appreciate it for what it
is. See, and I kind of felt, once I finished Watchmen, I kind of felt like I didn't have to know anything else, because I felt like it buttoned it up pretty well. Okay. I just don't know if that's how Picard is going to be for me, or if I'm just going to be like, well, I don't fucking really know some of the other things that I think maybe I should know, but.
Too soon to tell?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it is, honestly. For sure.
But the show itself, really well made. Really enjoyable to watch. Like, it's just good. It's a really good show. I'm with you. I like Star Trek Discovery, partially because it's so not Star Trek-y.
I think that's why I liked it so much.
Yeah.
And to be fair,
I do like it independently. To be fair.
I've never watched Star Trek, though, so it's not – because of the way everybody's described it to me in the past, I should probably watch it. But it just it never appealed to me the way that Star Trek, the way people started talking about it. I was like, I feel like this is going to be more action. It's going to be, you know, it'd be right. A little bit more up-tempo. And that appealed to me a lot more. And it came off great, in my opinion.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome. It just doesn't feel like Star Trek at all. You know, it's the same ideas and the same, like, alien types, but definitely not episodes of Star Trek. More like episodes of Battlestar Galactica.
Very similar to that. I would agree. There's a driving storyline.
Which is an amazing fucking show as well.
The food's delicious.
Yeah.
It is very good.
I would agree with that.
I like how you baked it.
Only once.
Oh. Yes.
Once was enough.
Once was perfect.
Yeah.
I don't think it would have gained anything from a double baking. Or a boiling. The baking was perfect.
Oh, man. So,
I didn't watch it. I'm just kind of feeding off everyone else because I do have a baseline knowledge of Star Trek. It's on the to-do list, guys.
So do Romulans not have a home then now? Or do we just not know what the fuck they're doing with the Borg?
I'm assuming it was destroyed in a supernova.
And I feel like the
they haven't actually showed it.
It sounds like they have like a home space, like that is filled with like ships and maybe a space station of some sort.
Ah, okay.
See, the only thing I'm confused of is Vulcan gone also now? Because they're in the same star system, aren't they?
No, it was just that one planet from what I could tell.
Oh, I'm pretty sure like Romulus and Vulcan are like in the same.
I know, but. Oh, you mean.
Yeah, but if the sun.
Because of the nova.
Yeah.
Because that's something I don't remember specifically, but I thought they were like literally in the same, like, you know, sun orbit. And if that sun explodes, it's killing more than Vulcan.
Does Picard take place in the same universe as the new movies?
If it does, then we know why Vulcan's gone already.
Yeah.
But if it doesn't, which I don't think it doesn't seem like it does.
It doesn't seem like it does. It seems like it takes place in the Next Generation universe.
Okay.
Even the, like,
which would be
like, Next Generation is not canon to. Wait a minute.
So
they are canon. So Star Trek movies are an alternate universe.
Oh, okay. There you go. That's all you had to say.
Yeah.
That makes a lot of sense to me.
There's three new ones?
Yeah.
Star Trek, Into Darkness. And then whatever the last one's called.
Yeah, where they go to the other, like, where they blow up this fucking Enterprise with no.
Is that the one with Brother Thor?
Man, I don't think I've so. Seen the third one.
Huh. The third one's the one where they use Beastie Boys to defeat evil.
Yeah. And they disrespect all over.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, you can't fucking.
Sorry, it's me derailing everybody for once.
No.
That doesn't happen too often.
Star Trek universe, I've talked about it before, the Enterprise is its own character.
Right.
Okay. If you're going to destroy it,
there
needs to be emotional tie to that, or build up, or, like, you know, it has to be something. It's like a character dying from the bridge. And the third Star Trek, they're just like, fuck it, it's destroyed. Like, out of nowhere, there's no emotional tie to it. They don't give a shit. They blew it up. Like, I'm just like, what the fuck?
Star Trek Beyond?
And then, not only that, they did it.
That's
the they showed the you them doing movies, it in the commercials, which I think was also just like.
Came out in 2016.
They shouldn't have showed that part. Like,
yeah.
So it's just, I don't know. They acted like, I don't know. They're douches about it.
In the movie? What do you. I don't know what you're talking about.
Star Trek movie.
Oh,
they blow up the Enterprise, which is like really weird because, like he was saying, the Enterprise is almost like its own character.
You can't.
It's
like kill
pretty
it.
Iconic.
It's like if you blow up, you know, the Serenity, like it kind of fucks with the whole show.
Yeah,
yeah.
You can destroy it, but there has to be like a lot of stuff to that.
Yeah,
not just like we went to the wrong place. Like, ah, shit. Like,
right?
It's down. Oh, it's down.
It was Chris Pine and Carl Urban in the third one.
The third one is the worst one, in my opinion, of the movies.
All three of them have Chris Pine and Carl Urban in them.
Zachary Quinto, Zoe Saldana, Simon Pegg, John Cho, Anton Yelchin. Oh, this is the that was his last movie, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, before he squished himself somehow with his own car.
Wow, I think that happens a lot.
I don't think it does.
Like you go to your back of the car, it rolls backwards.
Oh, yeah,
it had
no.
To be slow because cars don't just in reverse on their own when they're off.
Stuck in it, bro.
And then it pins you. I feel like even at that speed, it wouldn't kill you.
I don't know.
It's a lot of weight, dude.
It is pretty.
Even if it's just moving at 5 miles an hour.
I've hit my car 3 times in my life. All moving faster than that. Door's still alive.
Yeah, but pinned behind a car that's still trying to do 10.
Bigger than Anton Yelchin.
Also that. But to be pinned between a car and a steel fence with a car that's still trying to push into you.
But that's the thing is, there's no momentum. It's not like something's driving it backwards. The car was off.
Well, it depends on how. Depends on the angle of the driveway and how far it went.
So every fence I've ever seen in my life gives. Even if it's solid.
Right,
like,
but that,
they give.
But if it rolled into him.
So if it's rolling into him and it's still going, the fence is going to give, I would think, until a point where the momentum of the car would stop eventually.
Right, but if it was, if it had like gotten up to like 4 or 5 miles an hour when it hit him.
Or faster.
Like, he's going to have a really hard time pushing against
it. I'm kind of thinking he maybe got injured and just died. I got to look into it and died of
pain. Well, it says blunt. It says blunt force trauma. Blunt traumatic asphyxia.
So it pinned him. Like, he got pinned.
My thought was he died over a long period of time while being pinned. Not that it killed him by hitting
him. It's intense compression of the thoracic cavity, causing venous backflow from the right side of the heart into the veins of the neck and the brain.
Oh, maybe not.
So it, like, pinned him and crushed his chest somehow.
It was probably just the initial impact of the car, is my guess.
Seems weird.
I just remember, like, 2 days before that, was it Toyota had just issued a recall for the very problem that killed him? I'm not saying it was Toyota, but whatever company it was.
Should have got his car fixed.
Fucking money.
Fucking rich guy. You don't even need money. Recalls are free.
Well, I mean, you got to drive another vehicle while it's being recalled.
Oh, yeah. But he had a lot of money.
You're right. He's a Star Trek movies. Fuck. He wasn't hurting.
Wow. Twice in one day.
It's an easy mistake to make.
It is, dude.
They've both
been out for fucking ever.
Any coolness in the third one? Third episode?
Yeah, but I feel like you guys haven't seen it.
Well, yeah, I haven't seen it, but I'm still going to watch it. Yeah. I'm all right with being kind of spoiled. I mean, with three of what, like 10?
Clearly a member of the whatever the NRA is in France in the third movie, in the third-ish episode.
The NRA?
All kinds of guns, all kinds of places.
Nice.
The African-American lady, she doesn't like him for some reason?
Well, you find out more about that in the third episode, too.
Okay.
Actually, and her reason for not liking him doesn't make a lot of sense to me, but you find out why she doesn't like him.
I thought that person was going to be the same person that the round-eared Romulan was talking about. No. And then it ended up being the other dude on the Borg ship.
Now, the third episode seems like the kickoff point to me, though, because, like, he gets a pilot, he finds the pilot, shit goes down where they're coming after Picard now, and then he's on the ship and they're heading to the destination, and then, like, the next episode is, like, tons of ships fighting each other and motherfuckers shooting each other. Like, this seems to be the episode of, like, right before all the shit goes down.
So who's the lady that was above the lady he spoke with? Is she Romulan?
There's no lady above the lady he spoke with.
Yes, there is.
No, she's just the head of security.
And she's Vulcan.
She's Vulcan.
That's why everything she says is so, like, matter.
So there's something going on with Vulcans behind the scenes, then, is what it seems like.
No, there's something going on with Starfleet behind the scenes. Like, his whole thing is
Has anything to do so much with the Romulans and Vulcans as it does with there's something shady going on at Starfleet.
And higher up in Starfleet. Which is why when he went back and he was like, there's some bullshit going on at Starfleet, she was like, fuck you. You just went on TES.
You think she's on board?
Well, even if she's not, he just called Starfleet like a... He was just like, "They suck." And then he came back and he was like, "I need one of your ships." Like, fuck you. So whether she is or isn't, I don't think she is. Somebody in the higher-ups is, and that's what he's trying to figure out.
And this Maddox guy, is that the guy who made Data?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, and his brother.
Okay, because I was like, why? I was like, if this guy's still alive, how have they not been able to replicate Data again?
Because he's gone.
Yeah. Because he sacrificed
himself. He's uber, like, complicated.
Oh, he's dead. It sounded like they didn't know if he was dead or not in the second episode.
Well, so they don't know. They know he's dead, but they don't know if they can find, like, enough.
Wait, that's not Maddox. Who is Maddox? Dr. Noonien Song created Data and Lore.
That's why I'm asking.
Right, Maddox is the guy that's making the synths using bits of Data's.
Okay.
So is the other dude dead? I'm trying to figure out why
the original guy
who created Data has never been able to do it again, because that's what it said. Like, okay. Okay.
Well, and Data's like that anomaly that, like, when you're creating something that's not alive and it becomes alive. Did Data ever become alive? They went back and forth on that in Star Trek, but he definitely became something more than what he was designed to be.
Right.
And so you can't just recreate that. You could do the same thing again, but you don't necessarily get the same outcome.
Makes sense.
Which is why you got Lore, who's all fucking insane.
Right.
I think Lore came first, though, actually.
And that's a big part of why, since...
He had a retarded brother, too. What was the...
Oh, the dumb one.
The Mongoloid Lore.
Oh, man, I know exactly what it's in that episode you're talking about.
I think it's in...
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it's in the first episode that we find out Data has siblings.
Yeah, I think so.
Because they find the dumb one, and then they find the psychotic one.
Yeah, that is true, because he somehow tricks him with the dumb one.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's like another episode of Data. He's just like, he didn't learn good.
He don't learn so well.
So Bruce Maddox is the guy who made the daughters.
Yes.
I think so.
Yes. Okay. And he doesn't sound like they know if he's alive or dead.
That's probably true.
Okay. Yes.
But he's supposed to be at this place called Freedom, which you find out, and that's where they're going.
Who's going?
The
Picard?
The Picard party.
Okay.
It's like D&D. They've assembled themselves. Now they're off.
The Picardy.
Picard, the pilot, his old friend.
Did you just say the Picardy?
Yes.
That's what they should call themselves.
That could be a tequila.
We are Picardy 001.
Well, I'm interested. I just, like I said, I have so many questions about this shit.
Wearing red shirts?
I don't think so.
Okay, they're safe then.
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Red shirts typically die.
Oh.
So the red shirts are like the lowest ranking in Star Trek?
The lowest ranking officer, though, right?
No. No, they're just...
Because like the lowest ranking security is not red shirts, are they?
No, they wear yellow because they're
security. Yeah, they're yellow.
Anyways, the lowest ranking people on the ship wear red shirts. So when... Especially in the original Star Trek, when they go off ship to like some planet to discover something, it's always like Spock and Bones and Captain Kirk and like one or two
characters you've never seen before.
Right.
And they always die. So yeah. When you wear a red shirt in Star Trek, it's like begging for death.
Basically, it's that, and if there's all of a sudden like a new bridge member you've never seen before, that character is going to die before the end of the show.
Yeah.
What, probably in a red shirt.
What rank was Picard?
He's captain. Well, now he's like a retired admiral, but
okay, that because he said in the second one he talks about demoting himself to captain, and that's what I thought he was a captain.
No, he's an admiral.
He was okay. in the original show. He was a captain.
Okay,
he's admiral.
And that happened in some of the movies,
and in last episode too, I think.
Yeah,
they promoted him.
Well, yeah, he's like the most decorated captain of all time,
except for maybe Kirk.
I think he's even.
Wow.
I don't think he's any more nostalgic than Kirk, because Kirk's like the Washington.
He's like the Washington.
He was first. Yeah. He was first.
Yeah.
But he didn't like defeat the Borg multiple times. All that shit they talk about him.
Yeah, but he fought Tribbles.
That's true.
It was Kirk, then Picard. Trouble with
Tribbles.
Yes.
And then who?
Picard.
Janeway.
Janeway's not next, though. You get Deep Space Nine, right?
Yeah.
which is a terrible.
DS9 was right after Next Generation.
Yeah, I was saying the Voyager came after that.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Then Discovery.
God, DS9 is so bad. I'm going to get a lot of hate mail for that one.
With Scott Bakula?
Yeah, which I hate, which everybody else loves. But,
but that goes back. That's before Kirk.
Technically, yes.
All right, let's Google
I'm just going based on the shows that came out.
That's what I'm that's what I'm trying to figure out. Yeah. That's my stupid nerd question. I don't know why.
Technically, they usurped Kirk as the, like, Washington of Starfleet and put Bakula there, and he failed.
Oh, Bakula's the Jefferson of Starfleet.
Yeah, I guess. He's the forgettable Starfleet.
So Captain Kirk... Then Picard.
He's Jeffrey Star for short.
Then a guy named Benjamin Sisko.
Yeah, that's Deep Space Nine.
Then the first one. Catherine Janeway. Then Jonathan Archer. Nice. And then it does not go from there.
Well, because I guess
because then it Picard just goes is backwards. Just
not Picard again.
Oh, it goes backward.
Right, because Scott Bakula is before.
Oh, it's a prequel.
Is a prequel, and then
oh, Discovery's even before that, though, isn't it?
No,
I think it is.
Discovery takes place during
we need a Star Trek night. Timeline to figure out when all this stuff took place. Specifically. Pacifically.
Yeah, you should type that in. Star Trek.
That's like, what I did.
Timeline.
All
I'm
right.
Curious.
Oh, this is
here
be...
we go. Prime Timeline. There must be a sub-prime timeline. Star Trek Enterprise takes place between 2151 and 2161. Star Trek Discovery takes place in 2255.
Okay.
Star Trek takes place between 2265 and 2269.
So Discovery and the original Star Trek are happening pretty much at the same time.
Yeah.
And then the animated series happens between 69 and 70. Then there's a bunch of movies.
Yeah, that's Star
there's,
Trek.
There's a big 1, 2, fucking line. Yeah, that happens between 73 and 93. Next Generation is 64 and 70. Now we're in the 23s. 64? No, 23s. Next Generation movies happen in 2293 and 2379. Wow, that's a giant gap. So that's happening during the one above it, during Next Generation.
Yeah, Next Generation is the Picard.
Deep Space Nine is 2369 to 2375.
So it overlaps with Next Generation.
Voyager is 2371 to 2378. Star Trek Picard is 2399 to nobody knows yet. And then there's a Kelvin timeline?
Yeah, don't worry about that.
That's the timeline the movies created.
Oh. Yeah,
the Chris Pine movies, I think, right?
No, this is the Star Trek... Oh, maybe. Looks like old Spock. Leonard Nimoy guest stars. Yes, 2009 movie. Yes.
So. Yeah, that got covered.
Wow, we went full fucking nerd on that one.
Full nerd. Yeah.
That doesn't happen too often.
Basically, it's pretty good.
Yeah, I enjoyed it. I'd say go watch it. Like I said, I will have to figure out where to start off to make any of this make sense at some point in my
honestly,
life.
You could just watch Next Generation and be fine.
Okay.
I think even if you just watched key episodes of Next Generation.
There is a watch list that I've seen on Facebook that people have put sharing. Yeah, and it's like it's only like 6 episodes that you need to watch to have the show make sense.
Maybe find that. If you can find that, we should definitely post it.
And then you should watch all of Voyager. Not sure.
Suffer through Deep Space Nine.
Deep Space Nine gets rough in parts, man. Some episodes are good, some episodes are like, oh, this crew.
Is it because they're led by black guys? Is that what you're going to say next?
Oh, the whole movie was terrible.
I feel like that's coming out of your mouth at some point.
The black guy's kid is also black. It's horribly annoying. And is there for some reason.
Yeah, I mean, it's good. We're at the 29 mark.
Oh,
so
geez.
Yeah, we've been talking nerd shit for a while.
We went deep nerd on
this. This is so nerdy that we're like even keeled. It's not even very exciting. Like, it's weird.
Well, I guess let's go around the table. Thumbs up. I give it a thumbs up.
For
I'm
sure.
I'm really enjoying it.
I'll give it a 3/4 up.
Okay.
I'm giving it a thumbs up, having not watched it, because I do want to watch it, and I know I'll most likely like it because I'm kind of Star Trek trash.
I knew I was going to like it.
I found that list, by the way.
Where would you put it in your Star Wars ranking?
Star Trek. God damn it.
Star Trek. My Star Trek ranking? I say I would put Picard.
Oh. Hold on. I got to tell this story. My wife just texted me again.
My wife.
So we're watching the first episode, and there's a lot of walking montages. He's walking to a lot of places in that episode. And my wife's watching from the kitchen, Alicia, and she's like, why can he walk all of a sudden? And I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
She think it was Xavier?
Yes! I was like, this is not X-Men. So, it was so funny, though.
So I had a really dumb moment with this, too.
Same guy.
So when the daughter and her boyfriend are in their apartment, it says Boston, 2340, whatever.
Yeah, 70.
Right, 99.
82.
They start talking to each other, and I go out loud, why don't they have Boston accents? Oh, yeah, it's like 300 years in the future.
Hopefully that's something that dies off.
But the Golden Gate is still there. That's cool.
Yeah.
They use it for solar panels.
Oh, shit. Yeah. I like it.
That was pretty cool.
That was cool.
That was funny, though. I was like, what? Do you know some kind of Star Trek-y thing that I don't fucking know?
Doesn't it almost get destroyed in A Journey Home when they got to go back in time and save the whales?
It does.
Yeah.
It's a good one.
Save the whales.
Yeah. Oh,
I was like, I mean, there are parts of it that are okay. It's a very weird story.
It is a very weird movie. They have to go back in time to save the humpback whale.
Oh, it was a movie. It wasn't an episode.
Yeah.
No. This was Star Trek 4, like someone was smoking peyote. They're
just like, we're going to save the whales, man.
It's like, what does the fate of the Earth depend on?
Whales.
that was like
the only way they could say we need to fix the environment back in the 80s.
Yeah.
No, I don't agree, but it was a way to do it.
It was the way that it was being done.
That's all I hear about in Doctor Who now, but we'll get to that later.
The environment?
Yeah. We'll get there.
Who be environmentally conservative.
Well, with that said,
ba-doots.
This has been episode 179 of Thinking Outside the Long Box, where we very calmly talked about
Picard. Yeah, it was weird.
Yes.
Be sure to visit us at
He is not in Star Wars.
We passively talked about Picard.
Yeah. We may have been talking about Star Wars. Who knows?
We don't
know. He is also not Xavier, but he is.
Forever.
He gets his wheelchair later.
Patreon.com/TOTLB.
Really fucked up. They brought in, what is his name, Ian McKellen?
That would fuck people.
No, really fucked up. The timelines crossed and they became gay lovers. And it was just him being a lover with himself.
Has he ever had a significant other?
In Star Trek?
Picard.
Yeah.
Not more or less. The real guy.
Picard, he's kind of...
He's always let known that, like,
he was kind of
Starfleet is his woman.
Oh, but shit.
It was always women.
With the doctor.
Yeah.
He was kind of with the doctor. He was kind of with...
He's kind of with the black chick in the one movie. In one of the movies where they go to the planet where they can, like, be young all the time.
Oh, yeah.
There's a black woman on the planet that he's, like, hooking up with.
So he's had kind of some Kirkian moments, but not like a spouse.
No, he's not like Kirk. He's not a Kirk.
That's what I'm saying. He's had the moments. He's had little moments here and there.
Romantic moments.
Oh, shit. I'm sorry. Romantic. That's what we're calling it.
He's not hooking up. He's like taking him out to dinner and calling him back.
He's like wooing him. He definitely makes him some Earl Grey in the morning.
Yeah. Yeah. He's changing the laundry before he leaves. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
He's a stand-up kind of guy.
Guinan was in The Next Generation.
Oh, she was.
Yeah, sure. I was like... For some reason, there were a few episodes where I felt like her and Picard were like, let's do this, Guinan.
I don't even know what you're talking about. On that note...
Goldberg's character.
Oh, I didn't know Whoopi Goldberg was in Star Trek. Yeah.
She's one of the more mysterious characters in Star Trek,
she's like
actually.
Low-key psychic, kind of,
low-key,
right?
Low-key, like maybe a billion years old. Like,
yeah.
Oh, shit, like the face of Bo?
Kinda, yeah.
What? Very, very mysterious.
I mean, well, who are you? He said he was Gabe.
I'm Gabe.
Oh, I'm Doyle.
I'm Tim.
I'm Juan.
See you in a couple days.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast. Join us on Facebook and Twitter to get behind-the-scenes information for exclusive content and to be notified when new episodes are available. The thoughts and opinions expressed in this podcast are those of the individual and do not necessarily represent or reflect those of the Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast, Barron Space Productions, its partners, or affiliates. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is made available by its creators, Juan, John, and Gabe. The podcast is edited and produced by Juan, and Albie is the co-executive producer. The Thinking Outside the Long Box podcast is a Barron Space production.